for today's No Sweat News. The quiz on Friday for the Purple Stone Temple Pilots code.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming code. And a Pearl Jam streaming code for their Philly show from 2016 when they played Tenants entirety. It's pretty sweet.
Think about that for as a 90s rock fan.
Right.
You get STP and Pearl Jam with one prize.
All about it. Dateline England for story number one. Yesterday morning, someone in West Midlands crashed a $470,000 Rolls Royce into the back of a $200,000 Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
$670,000 worth of vehicle destroyed.
That has to be the most expensive fender bender ever.
Oh, now, not too over the summer, there was a Mercedes and a Lambo, I think, in the hills of the Alps.
Okay.
This one clocks in a little around the same amount. Here's the accident. It was a rear ender with the Rolls Royce destroying the back of the Lambo.
What the hell? They weren't paying attention, huh?
Those Rolls Royces, man. They're made of... That ain't aluminum.
Yeah.
They're not built to be to get miles per gallon.
Man.
But then, get this. The person driving the Rolls Royce ran away.
Get out of town.
What?
Well, I guess maybe if they were drinking or something, but...
Wow.
The theory is, at least this is what people are, okay. The investigators think, the theory is the person was renting it from an exotic car rental agency. And that they were like, uh-oh.
Oh.
Right?
Man, I thought you usually had to give your credit card.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, they're going to track him down somehow.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Right?
Bad mistake. Unless he crashed you on purpose, gave a fake ID.
Boys. There goes his deposit.
Into a Lambo.
Oh. Wow.
That's a shame right there.
That one hits me in the wheels, you know?
For any of the gearheads.
Oh.
Let's pour some alcohol out for those two cars.
Some 10W30.
Oh, it's awful. They're headed to the great junkyard in the sky now.
Well, sad.
A beautiful Lamborghini and a gorgeous Rolls Royce. Oh, boy.
Well, let's move along to story number two, Dateline Your Wallet, in which we want to put $10,000. The top ramen company is looking to hire a chief noodle officer.
Ooh.
And they're willing to pay $10,000.
A noodle officer.
Mm-hmm.
They
want the chief noodle officer to help test out new recipes. They'll give you $10,000 if you get the job, plus give you a 50-year supply of top ramen products. So that's like another $12 on top of the $10,000.
I'm waiting for the part of the story where they offer me something good, something I can eat. I mean, with all due respect, ramen noodles, like, you don't eat that once you get out of college.
A 50-year supply of top ramen.
Wow.
I mean, if it's on the shelf now, it's going to last 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, 50 years
of
ramen, if they give it to you at one time, it's going to take over your whole house.
Seriously.
Where are you going to put all that?
I don't know. If you're interested in applying, you got to post a few sentences about why you'd be great at the job. Include a photo of yourself making a unique ramen dish. And no doubt you have to hashtag something.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to participate in that. And having said that, I did... enter myself in the White Castle Hall of Fame based on yesterday's story from Colin.
Rat Rock News, yes. Now, Dateline Peru for story number three. This is fantastic. And we're going to Machu Picchu, the 15th century citadel of the ancient Inca.
I love this thing. This is one of the things that's featured on Ancient Aliens,
this
by the way.
This is great. Machu Picchu has been closed to tourists for 7 months, but they just reopened for one day so one single tourist could check it out.
Awesome.
How incredible to be this guy.
That would be spectacular.
Like a lottery
And that's because a guy from Japan named Jesse Katayama, he landed in Peru in March. And because of travel restrictions, he's been stuck there ever since. And he just wanted to see Machu Picchu. So they opened it up just for him this past Saturday so he could see it before he went home.
God bless him.
That's really cool.
How cool is that?
I think that's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for them, too. That's the way to work around this thing.
Right? That's the No Sweat News for today.